here on killradio.org, the one and only killradio.org. We're live in the studio tonight with Satellite Class, most of them anyways. We're going to do a phone interview with John real quick. He's coming in on the Jersey Turnpike, I think. Slowed down a little bit. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Traffic's bad, but we're doing okay. Oh, really?
My name's David, and we've been filling in or helping John out, I guess, we are officially in the band, I guess, for about a couple months now. We haven't like actively practiced for a long time or anything like that, and just a couple days here and there until maybe this year we can get more involved. And I knew John about 7 years ago, actually, back in Florida, and then he moved, and then we actually coincidentally ended up in the same town here, so we hooked up again. That's my story.
Excellent. What are you playing for us tonight?
Oh, I'm mainly drums, and then a little guitar here and there.
A little bit of guitar, and you might do a guitar solo tonight?
Yeah, I'll be soloing a lot tonight.
Oh, okay. Next.
Okay, my name's Dustin, and for John here, I usually play a little bit of keyboard, some bass, percussion. Basically, yeah, we started out just helping John to play live shows and stuff, and it kind of ended up like we're just part of the band now. And we're actually fans of Satellite Class first, because we really like his music, and we were honored to help him play.
So your fans turned professional.
Exactly. It's like we won some sort of contest, and we get to play with our favorite band.
And where's our third member? Did you guys kill him, or what?
Well, I think the traffic of West LA killed him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually the only real member of Satellite Class. He's the one who's not here, but he's on the road somewhere, and just said we can call him and do the interview over the phone until he gets here.
And we're going to do that after this song. Josh just said that's ironic. Josh, thanks for joining us in the studio again.
Hey, anytime. If John can't be here, Josh can.
All right, we're going to play another song from Satellite Class, and then we're going to try to get John on the phone. So stick around, radio listeners. We'll be back after this.
3, 4...
John, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. I-
Thanks for letting us call you in on the show. Where are you about?
I'm on Beverly, almost to La Brea.
Fantastic.
And it's a lot of fun. So much fun.
You'll be here soon to play with us.
I think I'll be there in about 15.
Excellent. So we'll get in a couple songs.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just run up and we'll just start.
I still want to play the full 18 songs on your CD, so you're going to have to play them really fast. Is that all right?
Yeah, well, you can just hit play on the CD and, you know, we'll just call it a show if you want.
No, I mean, I want you to play them live.
Well, I'll just turn them into punk songs. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. We'll just do a lot of screaming.
It'll be a polka. We can just do a verse of each.
Santa Claus, rah!
Yeah.
That'd be great. That was so uncouth. On top of the traffic problems we're having tonight, you probably haven't heard yet, but I'm deathly ill.
Oh, well, you don't sound too bad.
Oh, thanks.
You sound very healthy. Healthy, yes. All the Sudafed. I wish I had some drugs right now. I actually haven't had a cigarette in 6 weeks, and I have half a pack in my glove department, and I cannot believe I haven't had one. Because I've been in the car for about 2.5 hours now.
Excellent.
I'm very proud of myself.
That's fantastic. That's great. So let's talk about Satellite Class while we've got you on the phone.
Okay, right.
how did this whole venture begin? Because I get the feeling it's not your usual band beginning story. You pretty much started it yourself, right?
Well, it was me and a drummer, a good friend of mine, Mark, and we had started it about a year and a half ago, and we came up with all these songs and built this whole project, and unfortunately, through personal reasons, we dissolved it.
We're going to get those out of you later, but continue.
Yeah, it's going to take a few beers.
We've got our beers now.
Oh, good. Anyway, that has since unfortunately passed to a lot of heartbreak. But alas, I've kept going, and David and Dustin, who are sitting next to you, who are in a great band called The Slings, happen to have lost a band member in a similar way at the same time, pretty much, and we all knew each other very well, and we decided to see if we could help each other out and kind of mold together and see what happens. And I've known David for, I don't know, 7-8 years now, way back in Florida, and we sort of went our, you know, crossed paths then, and then we've somehow crossed paths out here, so it's just been kind of a weird kind of coincidental kind of thing.
And who are these non-band members that are in the studio tonight? Did they just like crash
into me? Is there a very large man there, bearded man?
Oh my God, he's enormous.
Holy crap.
I thought it was all the drugs I did tonight.
No, it's a mixture actually. But he's that is M.S. Garvey, Michael Garvey. He's a renowned performance artist, political activist.
Excellent. Do you want to say a few words, Michael? He said, hello, I'm Michael Garvey. I don't know if you caught that.
That is about, the least I've ever heard him say. But
that's
And then I believe Carly's there, who's David's lovely new bride. And she is a great artist and does some really...
She's kind of out of control, though. She was, like, throwing beer bottles and stuff.
Yeah, she really, she just barely, can keep quiet, that one.
She's a very nice person. She's thrown nothing at my head.
Good. So anyway, so we decided to join forces, and they have a whole catalog, and I have a whole catalog that we've started writing, but we're going to kind of help each other out on each other's projects, and it's working out so good, I couldn't ever imagine, it's just sort of really been a refreshing kind of turn of events, and those guys are like, they're such a pleasure to play with and to hang out with. And they're just so good, and I don't even barely have to do anything but show up late, and and it's all good. It all works out. So.
Well, I understand your plan now. I understand how you work.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you wanted to say while we're on the phone, or should we play another one of your songs? Or?
Why don't you pop open one of those beers, and then play
that.
A song, and I think I'm, just a couple blocks away now.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm going 90 miles an hour, and I'll probably be there by the time the song ends.
And the rest of the traffic's going 15, so it's a little bit...
Exactly.
A little bit hairy. All right, we'll see you soon, John.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
So we're going to play one more song from the Satellite Class CD. This is track 6. Anyone know what that is? Excellent. Well, we're going to play it. And it has the Satellite Class guarantee. We will be back with some live performances after this. Don't go away. You're listening to Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
You're so far away from me. So, so far away from me. You're safer there.
Standing Room Only on the one and only killradio.org. We promise live performances, and we've got one for you right now. Do you want to tell these good people who you are again?
I'm David Pope, and I'm a musician in Satellite Class, and I'm also a songwriter in the band Slings. Follow along, oh follow along. da-da.
Your eyes when being baptized in the water, and bring along the flood to set us free, and they will sing a song for us to be buried, a song that will set us free. And she said, sing along, oh sing along, sing along, oh sing along.
Music. Hey, somebody just walked in the studio. Who is this fine young man?
Get him out of here. This is a Sling Sing now.
Kind of good.
I told you they were going to usurp the... they've already branded your satellite class. I'm sorry. They now own the word satellite.
Great.
It's out of control. Great. How you doing, John? Thanks for coming in.
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So you had fun? You had fun on the freeway? I heard a crane fell on you.
Yeah, I missed it. I barely missed that. And then I... took me like 2.5 hours, and I stopped and peed in somebody's front yard about an hour ago.
Excellent.
That was fun.
Very good.
Here. I made it. So what do you guys want to do? We're going to play
something. Oh, we can get some live versions.
We're going to play something. I'll put this down. Actually.
It's exciting. We need to give people a chance to really stop and reflect on what's about to happen here tonight. What are we going to hear first?
This song is called Left Arm, and we actually don't have a recording of this, so it'll be fun to play this.
Excellent. Listening to Satellite Class play live on Standing Room Only.
Reflected from my heart is it's pounding just like a drum, but to no rhythm. Thank you.
reflected from.
All right. Woo! There's so much satellite class in here, we can't even get the inner door closed. It's great. It's okay, though. We're gonna spill your joyful music out onto the streets, and they will appreciate it. What's the history of that song? You said it's not on your CD.
It's one that I used to play for a while, and the CD that I'm trying to finish so I can get it printed up and released is all quieter songs, all songs I did by myself in my apartment at a coffee table.
Right.
It's just one mic, one guitar.
It's like the picture you have on your MySpace page.
That's the studio, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like one shaker, one tambourine, and I used a squirt bottle, like a cleaner bottle, and I banged that on the coffee table for the bass drum. And
excellent.
It's all just me, so they're all more quieter songs, and this one just didn't quite fit, because you just got to kind of belt this one out.
It was very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So this is like when I get the CD done and out, then I want to record with these guys. And this song will certainly be on top. So this is a song that's actually going to be on the CD that I recorded myself, but we kind of redid it, so we're going to do it live. And
we might have played it already, but this is the real live version.
This is David's arrangement. David's
claiming this is his song. So.
Give me just a little bit more time to mend what's bled. Both of us strive from toe to head. What can I do? What can I say? Give me just a little bit more time for. From here, from here, oh, here. I made you hate me. Thank you. pretty.
It was good. That was fantastic.
Good job, David.
David looked stunned there for a moment, but he's back. He's back with us.
Okay, we're going to do one called So Far Away. It's another pretty one. This one's dedicated to M.S. Garvey. He likes this one. He should get up here and sing it if he wants.
More live music from Satellite Class here on Standing Room Only.
So far away from me, you're so, so far away from me. You're safer there, in time you'll see, from what I pretend to be. You're so far away from me, you're so, so far away from me. Setting soon, up above you are the moon, and I'm the sun that is setting soon.
Let me ask you a few questions before you. You're going to play one more song for us, right?
Yeah, we got one more for you.
Okay, excellent. Let me. Well, we have time, so let me ask you a couple of quick questions. First of all, how can people find you if they want to get more music? If they want to hear more of your music?
They can write to us through the U.S. Mail, P.O. Box.
The U.S. Mail? What's that?
MySpace, of course, or satelliteclass.com.
What's your MySpace?
Well, we all have cell phones. It's just satellite.
Yeah, give your cell phone numbers. Nothing bad will happen.
Or fax. Through facsimile. 310-2 MySpace is myspace.com/satelliteclass.
Right.
Easy peasy.
And you've got some songs up there.
I think they gave you four up there.
Yeah.
And then actually you can rip almost everything off the website.
Okay.
Free of charge right now.
No need to pay any money to get Satellite Class. They don't want your money. Don't pay. They're telling you to break the law. So.
Yeah, we don't care. But I am going to get it printed up. I'm starting to get it printed now. And, of course, there'll be a fee for that service.
Right.
But right now, you can download.
Modest fee.
Yeah.
What are some of the best places you've ever played? Any fond memories?
Well, we have fun playing at the gallery, actually, at Bergamot Station. That's always a lot of fun. There's no have to get 10 people in there crap. just our friends show up, and it's always fun, even though the acoustics suck. But we always have fun playing the Lava Lounge, which yeah. we're going to do one more time, February 27th.
Now it's closing down for good, right?
Yeah. We're like, I think our set is the night before, the last, second to last night. So
oh, okay.
The Slings are going to play a set, Satellite Class play a set, and MS Garvey back, this guy back here, hovering over you.
Yeah, that guy who's been eyeing me all night, like he's going to kill me. Yeah.
He's amazing, and he's going to do his set, which we back him up for that too. Very incestuous. But so that, yeah, we like the Lava Lounge, and I like Tangier, even though we haven't ever played there much, but. I played Silver Lake Lounge once. That was a lot of fun.
It's the what's the worst place you've played? Like, what's the most bizarre, weird, horrible experience you've ever had playing someplace? Feel free to mention any stalkers or thrown beer bottles.
Anything hasn't been too bad. I mean, there was this really crappy place in the Valley. I think it was the Valley, or no, Studio City.
Uh huh.
You guys played there before too, and this lady was like the host, and she was really mean. She was really mean, and it was a stupid place. But when we got up there, it was fun. But I haven't really had that many bad experiences, other than just like playing at like midnight for two people, which is fine, which is still fun. You know, what are you gonna do? Just keep on going. So.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
It's the same.
The Hollywood Bowl wasn't that fun. I didn't care for that show.
Yeah, and when you guys opened for the Dodger game, they didn't treat you right. They was just throwing all those balls. That was out of control. So you're going to do one more song for us.
This is Satellite Class coming to you from the corner of Vermont and Beverly, breathing fresh air with killradio.org. Standing room only with John Daly. We love you.
Thank you. That was completely horrible. Unsolicited. And
on the spot.
I'm so glad that you guys felt compelled to just, you know, blurt that out. That's fantastic. What's the last song we're going to do?
It's called Solo.
Excellent.
Garvey, try to dance. Count off there, maestro. Hello, I'm alone down here, looking for a penny or a $100 bill. I'm looking for a penny or a $100 bill, and once again I'm feeling low. This bottle, ooh, is gonna make me high. It's gonna kick this party into overdrive. I'm beating on an open door, and once again I'm feeling low. It's alone. Hello, I'm alone down here, looking for a nickel or $100 bill. I'm looking for a nickel or $100 bill, and once again I'm feeling low. This bottle here's gonna make me high. It's gonna kick this party into overdrive. I'm beating on an open door, and once again I'm feeling low. I'm feeling low. How'd I get so low? How'd I get so low? How'd I get so low? Oh, how'd I get so low? I don't know. Hello, I'm alone down here. I'm looking for a quarter or a $100 bill. Yes, I'm looking for a quarter or a $100 bill. And once again, I'm feeling low. This bottle here is gonna make me high. It's gonna kick this party into overdrive. I'm beating on an open door. And once again, I'm feeling low. I'm feeling low. How'd I get so low? How'd I get so low? How'd I get so low? Oh, how'd I get so low? string. That's why it sounded weird at the end.
All right. It's the sound of real rock
one
and roll.
Of those nights.
What do you say that like bad stuff happened tonight? What do you mean? Wasn't the traffic enjoyable?
I urinated on myself on the way here.
That's awesome. That is so rock and roll. Yeah. Where can people find you playing in the near future?
February 27th at the Lava Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all I got booked right now, actually. I kind of want to spend some time recording. We're both in that process. The Slings are, too. We're both trying to finish up our CDs. And
excellent.
And get some T-shirts made and some stickers.
Bands on T-shirts?
Patches,
that's crazy talk.
Some slacks.
Flags. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Sneakers? You're going to have sneakers? Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Bugs.
I guess it's time to wrap up the show. This has been great. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Any last words you want to say?
I just want to say hi to anybody we know who's listening, and thank you for that. And, say hi to my family in Florida listening. I think they are. Just, thanks for listening.
All right.
Email us if you like us. I think it's heynow@satelliteclass.
All right. It could be heynow@satelliteclass.com.
Or me@johnkenoyer.com. Or johnnykenoyer@gmail. Or I got 4 or 5.
Visit their MySpace. Visit them on MySpace.
That's it.
That's it. Let's play one of your
Some tacos.
Yeah, let's get some. Let's have some more beer. Let's play one of your songs off your CD. Do you have a track you like? We played like the first 5, I think, or something.
I have no idea what the song order is on that CD.
Let's do number 9.
Do number 9.
Let's
number
do
nine,
it.
Number 9.
Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a great show. Put on an excellent performance tonight.
Thank you for coming out and in your illness.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You're not going to be thanking me tomorrow when you're like vomiting into your own lap, but hey, that's all right. Yeah. stay tuned next week for a brand new Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. We're going to take you out with some music off of Satellite Class's future CD. When's that CD coming out? Soon?
2009.
Excellent. Buy your copy in advance. See you next week. Good night.
Across the USA, am I feeling shade of gray.